Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. This is hour three of the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth with Todd Kuenin, myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. What a wonderful time we're having here today. I'm telling you, it's blowing by because we have got some of the most interesting stories. I'm going to say this is I'm not going to say it's a top, but it's up there as one of the better shows that are interesting. We're going to talk today about Alice Evans, who may be facing possible arrest in a divorce case of her husband that she didn't appear in court, nor her lawyer. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that on the side, why that may have happened. But who is she? You guys probably don't know who she is. But we'll tell you who her famous husband is. And then we're going to talk about a Microsoft executive that's murdered. They have now have someone in custody. Discuss that briefly. But a very interesting case about a Tyson Foods executive. And again, this is not Tyson Foods did anything wrong, but it's an executive at Tyson Foods. And there's a reason why we bring up Tyson Foods. But we're going to talk about that. And a surfer and his dog and what happens. And I've got a few things to say about that. And I've always thought about bringing this up on Radio Law Talk. But anyway, we got a lot of affiliates. And we are going to absolutely say hi to KIXR, 1400 AM, Provo, Salt Lake, Sandy, and Spanish Fork, Utah. They're our newest affiliate. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. I know that they are heard. I think that is tape delayed. So,
yes, by delay, yes.
So if it's not live, that's okay. You can text us, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Again, info@radiolawtalk.com. But we appreciate all our listeners out there. And I'm telling you, our listeners, you can go to radiolawtalk.com and tell your friends that don't have it locally in their area, and they can listen live. Just click on the live button. They can listen to our show. Call your local radio station. Say, hey, why don't you carry this? It's getting more and more popular, guys. Everybody, are we on our sixth year, Cal, of doing this?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, we've been doing this a while.
We've been through a lot together in that time,
yeah,
haven't we?
It's remember when we first started out, Cal?
Yeah.
We would read from the notes. I mean, I'm telling you right now, we study what we have, but a lot of it is just free form because
It makes better
radio when it's freeform. And yeah. we just go, we don't know what's going to happen. We just go for it, and we're live, and we understand the topics and what's going on. But, man, that's the funnest way to do it. Like, I have no idea what you're about to say. You're looking at me. I have no idea what you're going to say.
I'm just waiting for us to break out in some sort of interpretive dance or rap. Well, freeform. It's, you know,
so, and Todd's looking down at the platform and says this, and in my own words, I'd like
to... Yes, yes. Fred will riff about freeform for 15 seconds, and then we will go to...
We're not that tightly produced, let's put it that way.
Remember how we'd do it, and we would make sure we'd study all the deep law about... In Evidence Code Section 745, et sec 4, we're like...
we get the call. What does et sec mean? It sounds like a dirty term. No, it means that code and then subsequent. So, oh, got you. Yes, marvelous. Yeah.
Can we wake me when this part's over?
All right, Cal, while you're eating, we love it. We're eating, you know...
Goldfish
and Blue Diamond. Mm. But here's what the people are here for, what, Cal?
Well, I heard for case or no case.
There you go. And the guy talking case with his mouth full. Come on, keep chewing, Cal. Wait.
All right.
Wait, chew. Get it? Finish.
A Dallas woman, North Dallas, was sexually assaulted while in her home May the 14th, 1982. The perpetrator got into the house by removing a window pane. One thing stood out to the victim from the accused. The victim, the attacker's blue eyes. So from a list of men and other victims identified, she and other victims, I should say, identified Stephen Phillips as the rapist. There was no DNA analysis, no further investigation. He was convicted of both the break-in and the rape of the woman and was sentenced to 30 years. At the time, he was married to Tracy Tucker for less than 2 years before he went off to prison. She divorced him while he was in prison, moved on with another man. Then later, Stephen petitioned the court for a DNA analysis. He always maintained he was innocent. Must be the goldfish. So they got this DNA analysis done, and he was set out of jail after serving 24 years in prison.
Woo.
So his ex-wife, Tracy, comes in and says, the state's going to give you $2 million. I'm going to file a claim for my half of that $2 million, even though I divorced you. So that's the question. I think, Fred, you get to go back to you on this one. Does she have a case? Or no case.
No, that's okay. I'll go.
Let's talk. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter, Todd. You want to go first?
No, you can go first.
We both had a chance.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because I wasn't listening, so you go first.
Go, Todd.
Okay.
No, I did listen.
Convicted rapist is set out of jail, $2 million in reparations. Ex-wife comes back and says, I want half.
Well, when did the ex-wife divorce him again?
Yeah, she, 2 years after they were married.
2 years after. Well, 2 years. Okay. From the time he went in jail, when did she, was that?
Well, they'd been married 2 years, and then he was sent to prison.
Gotcha.
And she carried on with another guy and left and got a divorce. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
2 years, yeah.
Oh, boy, this is one I really wish Denise was here. She could go first because this deals with, is this community property? Is it his own separate property? Is she entitled to everything? I mean, look, if it was any other circumstance, 24, we're talking about an amount paid out as a result of 24 years of incarceration,
right,
correct?
Right, she was married to him.
Let me finish. I'm analyzing here. Two of those 24 years, he was married.
Right.
So in any other endeavor, if you had like a business, and let's say the business ultimately sold, but for two of those years you were married, for the other 22, well, the previous spouse may have a claim for two of the 24 years as community property for which they would get half the value of those 24 years. In theory, and there are a bunch of exceptions here, the question is whether or not the amount given to him is all his separate property or not. I am going to say that she is entitled to nothing. She doesn't get a thing out of this, even though he was married for 2 years, because the right to receive did not materialize, receive compensation did not materialize until he was exonerated based upon the DNA.
Right.
And there were no community assets that were taken from the community and given to her, and I don't even know what Texas community property law is. So I will say this is not a case. I think it's an interesting scenario. I think that Cal, because we've seen these people get exonerated and released, thought, what would happen if somebody was married? I wonder if she has a claim on that. And he just thought this while he was sitting on the bathroom reading, you know,
which I never do.
Grateful that he turned down the opportunity to protest in that thing that happened over in France. So, you know, you'll have to listen to the second hour for that one. But nice try.
Under grape nuts? What do we do under grape nuts?
This is not a grape nuts case. Okay, so
no
Fred,
case.
Fred, what do you think? Todd says no case. What do you think, Fred?
Look, given the fact that you're eating goldfish, clearly tells me that you're not very serious about this case or
goldfish
no case.
Has a diet Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Breakfast of ex-champions.
You are not serious about this case or no case. And I'm going to give my opinion when we come back. I'm going to pull a Denise, which means I'm just going to sit here for a little bit and try to stew over it. And then I'm going to give you my answer when we come back from the break. And then after we do the case or no case, we're going to talk about Alice Evans. Who is she? Why is she important? Tyson Foods. Employee, executive, this is an interesting one, and a surfer and his dog. We've got a lot of cool stuff we're talking about. We'll be back.
And I just got a text, by the way, that said no case. So we'll find out here in a minute whether it is or is not on Radio Law Talk. If you're playing along with the game, stay tuned. We'll have the answer for you right after we break away right here.
Radio Law Talk, Radio with Law Fred Penny, Todd Kunin, and Denise Dunn.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available, and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare Benefits Line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Oh, we were having a lot of fun with the case or no case, case, blah, blah, blah. What is, I'm supposed to tell you what I think.
Is it a case or no case, in your view?
I want you to go do a very brief overview for everybody. Really
okay. A woman in Texas was sexually assaulted, identified the man via eyewitness. DNA later proved he was innocent. 24 years in prison, he gets out. Once he was sent to prison, his wife divorced him. Now, once he got released, he wants half of the $2 million that he will get for serving that time in prison unjustly.
That is, I'm going to follow Todd, and it is a scenario, but not a case. Has nothing to do with the wife. The wife doesn't. I think the scenario is the wife would probably try that, but I don't think this occurred. I think you thought it all up, thinking, now it's a case. It's probably the guy got out, and it's been in the news, but no, the ex-wife's not trying to get the money back because...
What I like about Case or No Case is listening to you guys analyze these cases.
Yes.
Come up with your logic for whether it is a case.
We're in trouble, Todd.
You know what else I like about Case or No Case?
You
when
win.
I win.
It's a case. Oh, my God.
And she would not give up. After two prolonged legal battles, she finally lost. But she did not get a penny of his money.
Wow.
But the lawyers did okay. Yeah.
The lawyers did fine. Well, that's what's important.
That's how it works, right?
All that matters is the lawyers made money. Cal, those were good Case or No Case.
Thank you.
Todd got two, I got two, and Cal got two.
Yes.
We each won one time.
I love that.
Oh, that is very fair and very pious of all of us.
Yes.
And that's the way things should happen in the United States,
in
the
life.
World, in life. Everyone should get everything equal, no matter what. What they
right.
Stay at home, sit on the couch, equal.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what they said in North Korea at one time.
Yeah. Even if you're doing all the work,
yes.
I should benefit
equally.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, that's my line. If you do the work, I want to benefit equally.
Yes, that's what life's all about. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's jump into Alice Evans. Todd, who is Alice Evans? I mean, now, Alice Evans has been married to an individual. I'm going to let you bring this up. I mean, just... I know
why you want me to bring this up.
No, I can talk about
because
it.
Because you want me to try to pronounce the name.
No, I will. Okay, it is... Okay, listen, those of you listening out there, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. It is a Fantastic Four wife of one of the Fantastic Four... actors, right?
That is correct.
And
that
his name is...
His name is
spelled L-O-A-N, but it's Grufuds, right?
Yeah, I think it's I-O-A-N.
I-O-A-N, whatever.
Yes.
I-O-A-N, I-O-N, I-E-I-O-N, Grufuds. And I'm not a Fantastic Four follower, so I don't know. But here's what's very interesting, and let me bring this part up. So they're getting a divorce. She claims that he had some, you know... extra marital issues going on. That's what she claims. And the issue is that she, during this nasty divorce, they have two beautiful young daughters. I looked at the pictures. I looked them up. And she's claiming that, and he's claiming that she's posting all about basically their divorce and their life and things that are going on, and he wants her to stop doing that, really mainly for the children he's claiming, but for himself to stop posting about it, and he got a restraining order for her to stop. And what's happened here is the court held a hearing in Los Angeles for her to show up and her attorney to discuss this motion that they not only that they broke or violated the restraining order, and that she was out blabbing or talking about it when she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And neither of them showed up. Not the lawyer nor the client. So now what happened?
That's when you say neither of them. She didn't show up.
Or her attorney.
He was there with his attorney
but she did not. She didn't or her lawyer.
That's right. And it was before a referee. Now listen, you would think that, okay, if somebody isn't...
Well, you said something quick that's very important. I'm going to get to that.
You would think that for a hearing, if somebody doesn't show up, and maybe an arrest warrant or a warrant can issue because of the failure to appear, bench warrant, arrest warrant. However, this hearing was scheduled in front of a referee, not a Superior Court judge. And so the procedure here is that the referee has to make a referral to a Superior Court judge citing the failure to appear, to then have the Superior Court judge issue the arrest warrant or the warrant for the failure to appear. And that's the process that's going on with this. But you asked me who Alice Evans is, and that's the spouse of Mr. Grufud. Now, he is fantastic for it. If you saw his picture, if you look him up on IMDb and you saw his picture, and then you saw his body of work, he has always been He's been in a lot of films, and you would recognize him right off the bat. One of those that, you know, for a long time, this is William H. Macy. He's been in everything, but have you starred in anything? Not really, but he has been in a lot of stuff. And his wife, Alice Evans, she was an actress. She was even in a couple of the productions that he was in as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has been in a couple of those, but, you know, courts really take seriously this non-disparagement order to not, for one spouse, to not disparage the other spouse in front of the children. And some of the things that she was saying about him, as alleged, that he is alleging that she said, if true, boy, I would think that it would be an easy call for the referee as a violation of to grant the restraining order, but she didn't show. So we'll have to see what happens if the Superior Court ends up issuing the arrest warrant and then where it goes from there.
Now, here's what's interesting. I'm going to say as a side note, as attorneys, that I don't know what the situation is, but this is not a speculation, but a possibility. It's pretty rare that the client or her attorney don't show up. What's probably happened here, I'm just going to generally speculate, there's a calendaring issue. And her lawyer and or staff, especially now if they're working remotely, didn't have this on the calendar and didn't show up. That's probably what occurred. Because I could see a client not showing up, but usually lawyers, they're going to show up. And so I bet it's a calendaring issue. That happens all the time to lawyers all the time. Your Honor, I didn't get it put on our calendar.
Well, so, lawyers show up, they get paid, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But not only that, I want to talk about some very interesting things behind the scenes of this divorce about actors and actresses that you think are super rich. Remember, the wealthy ones are usually the ones that are the very famous. We're going to talk about that when we come back, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnert and Fred Penny, and Denise Dirks will be back soon, and we will be back soon also right after this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. That's 800. 800-
USA News update. Some 15 million people across the Northeast are under wind chill warnings. The air is so bitterly cold it could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. in Buffalo, where a blizzard killed 40 people late last year. Mayor Byron Brown says the city is preparing.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
The wind chill is said to be as cold as 32 below zero. The National Weather Service is warning of those sub-freezing temperatures.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the Northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
And I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the best show ever. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So we're back talking about this divorce. The interesting thing is people think that, okay, here's a guy that's done all kinds of movies and is part of the, what, Fantastic Four, which is a successful movie. And his issue is getting a divorce, and it says they were forced. She apparently was living in their home in Southern California with the two children, and they had, and he did a motion to sell the house because he says, I can't afford to continue to pay for the this house, which, by the way, is he's paying $6,500 a month mortgage, and he had a $4,600 power bill, and he's financially struggling because when divorce occurs, it's expensive to get divorced. And many people think, oh, these movie stars make a lot of money. Believe it or not, it's like the NFL. And I've represented some NFL players and taught, and I know a number of them. It's really the upper echelon, like anything in business, that really make the money. You hear about the big money, but the majority of NFL players or the majority of actors and actresses are not making a ton of money. For example, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. Everyone thinks Amber Heard's like so wealthy. What did she get paid for Aquaman? A couple million dollars, wasn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
I mean, she like, and it sounds like a lot of money to people, but given their lifestyle, that you blow through $2 million fast. And your tax, don't forget, they're taxed. They're in a high tax bracket, so probably, I'm not saying half, but close to half of that is gone just in taxes. So Fred's trying to make people feel sorry for him, but I want you to understand what's going on here. And he's having issues financially, and he even brings that up in the motion for them to sell their $2 million Los Angeles home. And the first thing I noted down is, they must be broke, because $2 million, as bad as it sounds, that is a shack.
It's a mobile home on a small lot.
In Los Angeles. But I looked, it's in La Jolla. So La Jolla is a little more reasonably priced. And I look at the house, and it's a nice house. But for $2 million, you don't get much in Los Angeles area for $2 million. But for $6,570 a month is his mortgage payments. He's now living with his, apparently staying with his girlfriend in their apartments. Get this, a little apartment, $3,400 a month for his apartment. And he's arguing, look, I can't afford this divorce. I can't afford to pay for her in this big house. And so the courts did hold and said, yeah, you got to sell the house. And so now his wife and his children, and as sad as this sounds, they're married 14 or 17 years, that's all those kids know are that house. And I think if he could afford it, he would figure a way to let them stay in there for his children's sake, but he just can't afford it. Apparently he claims that he's behind in taxes, he's behind in his power bill, everything. But it's interesting. And then he has $745,000 mortgage on this $2 million home. So those, again, it's just amazing, because I do know people in the industry, and so do Utah.
Yes.
We're here out of California. I know a number of, I'm going to say, well-known, but not, you know, top stars. And they struggled, Todd. They struggled.
Yeah, it's easy to see how much somebody gets paid for a film and think, oh, my gosh, what would I do with that? I mean, look, what would I do if I was immediately cast in a movie and got a $2 million payday? Well, you know, that would drastically change my life. But I'm not in the situation that person is in. I mean, first of all, if you want to be in Hollywood and do that, you still got to kind of live close to the area, so your cost of living is going to be higher. It's going to be more expensive. You have to pay for things that other people don't. For example, it's kind of hard to go out sometimes. The more popular you get, without security, without people looking for you, you get paid this money. You got to hire financial advisors.
Your agent.
Your agent's going to get a cut. There's going to be the taxes that get taken out. And after you take all of those expenses out, now you've got people that are looking at you, and you're expected to live a certain lifestyle, right? And it's just, it's expensive. It is very expensive.
You're living on 25 to 45 cent dollars is what it eventually comes to, because California is also a state that loves people who make a lot of money because they take a great deal of it.
You know where they met? They met in 2000 on the set of 102 Dalmatians. I didn't know. I guess 101 Dalmatians. I've never watched it. It was called 102 Dalmatians in 2000. And then they're married in 2007.
Missed that one.
And interesting, but they do that. But he talks about how much, you know, he's making. And it's low. He's claiming that for the Fantastic Four, that was a 2005 film, any royalties that from his previous work that he's getting, Todd, you were talking about this, is he's making about $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
In royalties. Everything's, oh, they're making so much in royalties. Yeah, the big actors and actresses are, but so he's struggling. Apparently he's out of the UK. He lives in the UK and lives in the United States, but he's claiming he has $2,829 in his American bank account and $12,000 in his United Kingdom bank account.
And see, there's another expense, Fred, maintaining two households in two countries.
Right,
that can't be cheap.
Right, right.
Well, now, look, we want to be fair. I want to be fair here to, obviously, to both sides. There is a divorce proceeding going on between him and his wife. And I think I would be remiss if I did not point out that I'm not saying that the statements of income or the lack thereof are false, but look, if you're getting a divorce and you don't want to pay out as much, you're going to represent your income and make it look as meager as possible, right? And what we're hearing now and everything that you read in the news are things that are being released by publicists. Oh, boy, publicists, there's another expense. Publicists and law firms about the, you know, people that represent them about their financial situation. It's certainly I mean, can you imagine? Well, yeah, we're getting divorced, and I am filthy rich. You know, that's just like, it's like waving the dinner bell to your soon-to-be former spouse. And so we do have all of this. Now, the reason we're talking about this case is because the spouse did not show up to a contempt hearing.
Right.
And or to a hearing for a restraining order. So we're not really hearing any information about finances from the other side. We're not even hearing about it making appearances from the other side,
right,
although it may have been a calendaring error.
Right. And so anyway, we're going to move on from that. This interesting FYI about stuff we see as lawyers. Florida police are apparently the Microsoft executive, Jared Bridgan, is that how you say it? It's just crazy what happened in Florida. Apparently, he's bringing his daughter. There's a divorce. He's bringing his two-year-old daughter to his ex-spouse's home, and there is a tire in the road that he has to stop to get out. And as he stops and get out, he's murdered. Now, apparently, and then the daughter lives, but he's murdered as he gets out to move the tire.
That's right.
So they just recently brought in, and look, innocent until proven guilty, some people apparently had a connection with his ex-wife. And the reason we're bringing this up is this is something we're going to follow. We're not going to get deep into it right now, but it's very interesting how this one occurred, the dreaded tire in the roadway, and you stop to get it out of the way.
Yes.
Don't stop and get the tire out of the way. I don't know.
This case was one that it was a long time after the murder before there was any person of interest or anybody arrested in this matter. For a long time, the ex-wife and her new paramour, who she later married, were considered people of interest, but you know, no arrest had been made. Well, they finally did make an arrest in this case. And the individual that they arrested, who they've alleged committed this crime, is a person named Henry Tenen. He's 61 years old. And the tie here is that it appears, follow me on this one, it appears that he directly rented a house, his residence.
That's confusing.
His residence from the new husband of the ex-wife.
Got that?
So the deceased, his ex-wife's new husband had a property that he rented out to the guy who's now charged with the murder of the husband. Now,
the ex-husband.
Now, the police are alleging that they don't think that they believe that there was a co-conspirator. They haven't named that person. They haven't charged that person. They haven't said who it is. My guess is there's an ongoing investigation, but they have finally made an arrest in this case.
And maybe some people will be talking if they get a deal. If you know.
Gee, you wonder.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a Tyson Foods CFO pleading guilty to the weirdest thing. We'll be back.
Yeah, weird scenario. Fred and Todd have all the details on that and much more coming up as we head into the final segment of Radio Law Talk for this Saturday. Stay tuned as the big broadcast will continue right after this break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
How did that happen?
Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
And now let's go back to the show. Here are Fred Penny and Todd Kiernan.
Yeah, we're on top of it. Hey, Todd, what were we talking about? I don't know. I'm looking at my phone.
Something about the law.
Some law stuff.
Yeah, we were doing some law talk, man.
All right, we just finished. No, we're talking about Tyson Foods. I was just teasing. All right, look. Hey, here is the progression of Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods, by the way, I love their food. Their chicken, I'm just a Tyson chicken fan. I really am.
Not to be confused with Mike Tyson Foods.
No, no, it's not Mike Tyson. What are you making fun of Mike Tyson for? He'll come and beat you. He's going to come and beat you up.
Poor Buster Posey Pizza. It's a knockout.
He's going to come and beat you up, Todd. You better knock it off.
You mean Buster Douglas.
Buster
pizza.
Douglas. Yes. Sorry, Buster Douglas.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain Buster Posey wouldn't have a...
Oh, he knocks some guys out. Different story.
All right, so John Tyson, his great-grandson is John H. Tyson, and the son of John H. Tyson, who is now the boss of Tyson, I don't know if he's CEO, I think CEO.
CFO.
No. John H. Tyson, right. The dad, is the CEO. The CFO is the son, John R. Tyson. Now, let me take you to Fayetteville, Arkansas. John R. Tyson, the CFO of Tyson Foods, by the way, I'm sure he's worth a buck or two.
Did you say a cluck or two?
A cluck or two. Probably one or two clucks.
Imagine.
Decides to get a little inebriated and finds himself in the bed of a woman in Fayetteville, Arkansas, who arrives home at, ready for this, 2 a.m. Apparently she's by herself and it's her own home. And Mr. Tyson, 32, is dead asleep in the bed. Now, I say to myself, lucky he didn't go in someone else's house that had a gun. We're in Arkansas, guys. We're not in California. We're in Arkansas, where you come in my house, I got the gun. And you know what? Lucky he didn't get shot or beat up with a baseball bat by walking into someone's house while they're sleeping in the morning. And he, doggone it, should be giving her five or six chickens for free. And if I were her, I would be saying, you know what, dude, you scared, which is true, that would have scared a woman. Again, this is not being sexist at all. A woman all by herself walking in a home, in her home, going into her bedroom, and there's a dude there. That at 2 a.m., that is scary. Even if I walked in.
Look, I just wonder. I would love to see the police report. The police report that reads, you know, we spoke to the suspect who made the following statement. Well, the first thing I did when I went in, there was some bowls of porridge out there. And so I tried one. It was too hot. I tried the other. It was too cold. The third one was just right. Then I wanted to have a seat. You know, one chair was too soft. One was too stiff. But then I decided to go to sleep. You know, it's a Goldilocks defense.
Who can blame me?
Come on. Come on. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it is proof that good kings do not always have good sons to use the Shakespearean analogy, you know, Mr. the King Tyson and now the prince.
Well, here's the
thing. Has some issues.
It gets better. It gets better. The police arrive. They wake him up, and he's unresponsive. He finally wakes up, and they're talking to him, and he's like, good night. And he goes, he falls back asleep. So they book him into the county jail. He's released the next day, and obviously there's statements left and right, but not by Tyson Food, because, you know, they're going, who? Who? What's his last name?
You mean former CFO?
Yeah. And so anyway, he is embarrassed, and he said, you know, he thinks, you know, that he is, that's not him. Well, obviously is him. Not him as in he doesn't act that way. But again, not necessarily caused by this, but it's interesting how Tyson Foods dropped its stock dropped after this. But apparently Ty moved to 0.23% lower during Wednesday trading, so which is apparently in and around this time period.
Is that a personal injury case, Brett, do you think?
You know what? I don't know.
On the part
you know,
of a woman?
Well, I don't know Arkansas law. Yeah. And but the thing is, what are her damages? You always ask, people go, well, yeah, I always tell people you can sue for anything, being that you can sue over Orioles if you want. I don't know. But the question is, what are the damages? What was her damage? Being scared, what's the value of that? I don't know. I think she should go at least for four or five chickens, free chickens. And I don't know. Maybe they can.
This does remind me. It's anecdotal. But about 3 or 4 years ago, about 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a pounding at my front door. My daughter comes out, takes a look out, and I look through the peephole, and it's my neighbor, who lives a couple of doors down, plowed drunk, trying to get into the house because our houses look a lot alike.
I forgot my keys.
And I'm telling her, I said, you live through the door. You live down there. I don't want to let her in. Don't do it. And finally, she gets up and leaves. The next morning, there's this buzzing going on outside, and I go out there, and she is in her house doing the find my phone thing, and her phone is buzzing in the planter next to my front door. So now I've got to take the phone back to her house. Yeah, you left this at my house when you camped out on my porch for an hour drunk.
Oh, that's
that was awkward.
And this is a true story. My friends, when we were in college, I didn't go on this trip. They went to Idaho, and an aunt and uncle said, stop by. And this is one of the gals. There's probably six or seven of them. Stop by. And this is in Idaho in the 80s. And just stay at the house. And everybody in Idaho, and they roll in, and they go into the wrong house. They didn't know. And it's like 1 a.m. They lay their sleeping bag. I mean, they literally had their sleeping bags laid out in the family room. They're all laying there. And then the one girl looks up and goes, that doesn't look like Aunt Charlotte. And they're looking at these pictures. And she's like, this isn't Aunt Charlotte. And sure enough, it was like two houses down from where the aunt lived. It was like 1 a.m. I don't know. And the family never woke up. never woke up, and they just went, we better take our sleep bags and get out of here.
little kid goes, Mom, Dad, Santa's here, brought some friends.
Oh, my gosh.
In Idaho, they'd have just said, oh, just stay, it's okay.
Yeah, well, they would have had their gun with them, I guarantee you.
Just stay, but don't touch anything.
let's talk about the Bay Area. This is typical surfer dude look. And I got a comment after you tell about this one.
So back in August of 2020, a well-known surfer in the Bay Area, Sean Rhodes, surfs all the big wave things. He had been surfing at the beach and was walking back to his car up the hill with his chocolate lab, who was not on a leash, stopped by two park rangers who took issue with the fact that the dog was not on the leash. And according to the lawsuit now filed by Mr. Rhodes against the park rangers and California State Parks, said that the rangers got really rough with him, ended up tasing him, taking him to the ground for what appears to be, look, the leash law is like an infraction. And so arguing that this is an excessive use of force in the enforcement of this. Now, this is all coming from his version of the events. He said, and I was as sweet as pie, and the dog wasn't doing anything. The dog was trying to lick the other pup,
right.
So you get all of that, but that lawsuit is out.
I'll tell you right now, I've down in L.A. a lot, and I've been on the beach before, and the big German Shepherd running around with the one individual hanging out on the beach, and you got little grandkids, and I remember I came over to take a you-know-what right next to me, and I flipped some sand. Why are you flipping sand on my head? It's a leash law. You can't let your dog run around the beach, especially a German Shepherd with his little kids, guy.
Oh, he doesn't bite as long as you don't show fear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's just amazes me, these people. Yeah. I'm sorry, but if I got on a soapbox, this is where I get on a soapbox, you know. I guarantee it's probably not, I bet this is not the first time this guy has walked around with the dog. I'm sure the dog was a nice dog. But
Could put it
on a leash, dude. That's some people don't want your dog in their face. They don't think he's cute.
So is that your take?
All right.
That would be
my quick take, but here's another one.
That's a take, but here's a quick take.
If you're dreaming, remember we talked about being actors struggling? If you're dreaming of being an actor or actress and making big money, sorry, play the lottery. It might have better odds.
My quick take.
Yeah.
My quick take goes to the gender reveal story we did. Something about that gender reveal story makes me think that maybe the aftermath would make a good story for a superhero, supervillain origin story about the child that was born.
All right, appreciate you being here. Come back every single Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. That's where we're here.
Thanks for listening to us. Have a great time. We'll see you next week on Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.